Journalese. It's a language used only by journalists, but apparently understood by everyone.
Arcane rules.
One who can't be bothered to explain.
Booze-fueled rampage.
What vile thugs go on, to the dismay of revellers.
Bubbly.
How friends describe the victim. She may also have...
loved life. Innocent bystanders.
The people who look on in horror when bad things happen.
Love rat.
One who has two-timed a partner, almost always a man.
Red-faced.
What council chiefs usually are after a...
humiliating U-turn.
Over parking charges.
Bon viveur.
Drunk.
Fun-loving.
She put herself about a bit.
So, if you know your boffin from your love rat, or if you've been left reeling by a foul-mouthed tirade, you too can claim to be fluent in journalese. Robert Hutton is a political correspondent for Bloomberg News and the author of Romps, Tots and Boffins. I asked him for his favourite examples of this journalistic shorthand.
Right, the ones really wind me up. SAS on standby. I love that one. The SAS, the Special Air Service, is always on standby. That's why it's the Special Air Service. Another one that winds me up. Top Gun star Tom Cruise is my personal hatred. I used to be a sub-editor on The Mirror, and I used to have to sub-edit the showbiz pages. And every time that Tom Cruise, who is one of the world's most famous people, appears in The Mirror, he is referred to as Top Gun star Tom Cruise, which is...
How long is it since that film was made?
Right, 1986 is when that film came out.
I quite like booze-fueled rampage. That's one that always just gets my imagination going.
We all like... Well, that's the other side of this. So I can be terribly po-faced and I can say to you, oh, all of this stuff is awful and we shouldn't do it. But one of the things I've actually found quite heartening is the extent to which readers do seem to be quite affectionate for this odd kind of language that their papers are written in. And there is an affection for our newspapers, even amidst all of the goings-on of Leveson and so on.
Is it a uniquely British thing? Is there a similar sort of language in the American newspapers, say, or even
there
in other
is.
Languages?
In the American book, journalese, there are just 5 references to sex, which I think reflects the fact that this is not something that their journalists write about very much, whereas British newspapers are full of it.
So how do the British newspapers write about sex, then?
It should be done in a kind of carry-on Benny Hill kind of way. The trick is not to make it sound like the Penthouse Reader's Letters section.
But what you end up getting is kind of absurd sideways references.
Yes, absolutely. So you get steamy sex session, a marathon sex session, which I think means one that lasted more than an hour. You get romps. They romped together. You get love rat, which is somebody who's two-timed a partner. That's a man. If it's a woman who's two-timed a partner, you refer to her as a marriage wrecker. You can talk about nookie, you can talk about a tryst. bonk, come hither eyes, that's a great one.
So the British character allows us to sort of allude to the fact that sex may have taken place, but we just don't want too much real detail.
In a carry-on kind of way, whenever you read it, there's almost always music in your head. Sort of da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's how you know that you're reading about sex in a British newspaper.
So just to be clear, you don't wish this would go away. You just want everyone to be quite clear what we're talking about here.
I think in some areas you can make a case that it's damaging. In politics, there is this sort of ramping up where if two government departments disagree, they're on a collision course. The one minister slams another one, they get slapped down in return. And you can make a case that this has effectively shaped all of our political dialogue. But on the whole, to be honest, I wish I could tell you that I hated this, but I secretly rather enjoy it.
Robert Hutton there. I think lots of us secretly rather enjoy it.